Theoretical physicist Michio Kaku said the human brain has 100 billion neurons, each neuron connected to 10,000 other neurons. Sitting on your shoulders is the most complicated object in the known universe. As long as humans have existed, people have sought to comprehend the brain. Although scholars have tried to decipher its codes for centuries, we've only scratched the surface. So for someone who's not a neuroscientist like me, how does the brain operate? How do you discover the meaning of life? And how does breathwork fit into this equation?
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the place where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss. Let me ask you, have you ever heard stories of people coming out of a meditation or a breathwork journey or even from a plant medicine ceremony and talking about this profound sense of connection and unity and oneness? This experience of feeling connected to everything around them and transcending beyond separation. Have you experienced that yourself? And to really understand this scientifically, we need to understand the term default mode network. You see, the DMN, or the default mode network, is the name given to a network in your brain that has been shown to be crucial in normal everyday consciousness. That is, when you're out and about, you're shopping, you're having a conversation, and aimlessly browsing on your social media feeds. The DMN helps us function in the world, and when it is at its peak activity level, it is linked to mental processes such as our awareness of ourselves, that is our ego construct, our relationship to those around us, and how they perceive us, and our relationship to the past and to the future, that is what happened, why it happened, what could have happened, what will happen, what won't happen, and questions like this. Does that sound familiar? Now, when you are focused on a specific task, such as solving a puzzle or snowboarding down the mountain or trying to catch a moving ball, that's usually when the DMN is at its lowest activity level. Now, since we're talking about the brain here, the default mode network has been linked to many mental conditions. Let's take the example of depression. When the DMN is hyperactive, it can lead to excessive self-reflection and creating of narratives and stories that are inaccurate or excessively negative. That's because the overactive DMN is always comparing our present state with something that happened in the past or projecting months or even years into the future. Another interesting thing is that the DMN is intricately connected with chronic pain. Pain is such a subjective experience and oftentimes connected with an underlying emotion or memory that the person keeps going to again and again. And it's hard to quantify pain because different people might have different reactions, emotional connections, and tolerances to their pain. But when a person with chronic pain tends to ruminate and think about their pain, this tends to increase the severity of the pain and is correlated to an overactive DMN. So, are you seeing how all of this seems to make sense? What if there was a way to turn off or turn down the activity levels in your default mode network? So, in my research so far, I've come across a lot of studies about the effects of meditation and psychedelics on calming the DMN. Meditation has been shown to reduce DMN activity in people, but here's the catch, in people who have been practicing for years together. However, there are some forms of meditation, such as transcendental meditation, TM meditation, that actually increases the activation of DMN, which again is pretty interesting, right? I'll need to learn more about that. Now, I did come across many articles that suggest that psychedelics, namely psilocybin contained in the magic mushroom, has the quickest, most profound effect on calming the DMN and creating what is known as ego disillusion or the ego death. I'm sure you've come across that term before, but how does it work? So just imagine that each part of your brain plays a particular instrument. One part is playing the cello, the other part plays the violin, one plays the clarinet, one the flute, and so on. And normally each of these instruments are playing individually, unbeknownst of the other. Once psilocybin enters, it is as if the master conductor of the orchestra, who was knocked out of consciousness, suddenly gains his consciousness and wakes up and starts guiding the orchestra. And so now there is a communication between different musicians sitting in different parts of the stage who were initially compartmentalized. But now they're playing together and there's a crescendo, and what you receive is beautiful music. Here's another way to imagine this. Your brain contains neurons that are constantly firing along existing neural pathways through the brain like a freeway. When you experience magic mushrooms, these networks get destabilized and calm down. So imagine the roads are automatically going underneath the earth, and then in their place, brand new networks begin to appear. It is as if the cars that were once on the freeway are encouraged to go off the road and find their own way to the same destination. So basically what's happening is that new areas of the brain start talking to each other, and this has an effect on reducing depression, reducing addiction, and enhancing problem solving and creativity and intuition. Isn't that amazing? Now you might be asking, how do the effects of magic mushrooms relate to breath work? Dr. Jeff Tarrant of the Neuro Meditation Institute recently conducted a preliminary study on the effects of Soma breathwork, the breathwork that I am an instructor in, on the brain, comparing those effects to psychedelic experiences. And he found that a 22-minute breathwork experience can produce effects that are comparable to traditional psychedelic experiences based on self-reported data and brainwave activity changes. The participants showed an increase in theta brainwaves, which is strongly associated with the hypnotic state, and a decrease in all other brainwaves, particularly alpha, which is what happens during a traditional psychedelic experience. In other words, what I was speaking to earlier, psilocybin. Using the standard altered states questionnaire normally used in studies involving psychedelics, subjects reported feelings of connection and oneness and reduced depression, similar in scale to traditional psychedelics like psilocybin. With a significant dominance of gamma frequencies in the DMN and other brain regions. Now, gamma brainwaves are associated with highly inspired thinking and peak flow states of consciousness. And these type of frequencies are usually found in experienced meditators, like yogis, Tibetan monks. Now, it must be said that this was a pilot study with limitations such as small sample size, but the initial data that we're getting is exciting, and this warrants further research. Now, the good thing about breath work as compared to sitting in a ceremony for a psychedelic experience is that when you finish the breath work, you can just go about your day-to-day activities Whereas if you are in a ceremony, it might take 5-6 hours, and then you need to rest after that, right? So you can't just, you know, stand up straight and go about your day. And the other benefit is when you're doing a breathwork session, you are creating chemicals from within your inner pharmacy rather than ingesting something externally to act as a stimulus and to help you create that state. And I must say that I haven't experienced a mushroom ceremony prior to this, but as many of you know, and based on what I've shared in past interviews, I am on the lookout because it seems like Mother Mycelium, that's the name that I give to the spirit, but Mother Mycelium, Mother Mushroom, has been contacting me in my dreams and otherwise to partake in this experience. And I'm really fascinated to see and to compare my experience with breathwork to the psychedelic experience. So it's not either or. It really depends on where you are in your life, what stage you are in your life, and how comfortable you are. So do your research and take a decision based on where you are on your journey and what your intuition, your inner voice, is telling you. The question is, would you like to experience a soma breathwork session yourself? Here are a couple of ways that I can assist you. All the links are in the show notes at my7chakras.com/407. I offer affordable one-on-one sessions if you prefer a customized private experience on Zoom. I'm also conducting an Ayurvedic workshop with my friend Salila, who is an Ayurvedic expert, where I will be guiding everyone through a deep breathwork awakening journey. Again, the link is in the show notes at my7chakras.com/407, which is the episode number for today. I also do group classes every Sunday morning on Zoom. It's a small, intimate group, but I feel that we are ready to add more members. Once again, link in the show notes. And before I close for today, I'd like to give a shout out to Rebecca W111, who wrote us this amazing iTunes review. And she says, "This podcast and a little synchronicity brought me just the information I needed to break through some blocks today. I love the conversational, easy style that AJ brings to his interviews and how he and his guests ask unexpected questions that lead to deep, intuitive answers. Great topics and interviews." So Action Tribe, if you would like to support me and if you would like for me to read out your review as well, then make sure that you hit the subscribe button, smash the subscribe button, do whatever you need to the subscribe button. But do that and write us an iTunes review and rating, or just visit our website and click on the blue voicemail button. You know, I've changed my website, but when you go to the website, my7chakras.com, on the right side, you'll see a blue button. Click that button and leave us a short voice message, right? I love hearing your voice. I love getting to know what you're doing in life. I love learning about how these episodes are impacting you and helping you. And so I'd love to connect you in that sense. Click the button, record your voice, and I will share it with our community around the world. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.